Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this privilege. We can come into your presence.
我们在天上的阿爸父神，我们真是有何等的特权，我们能够来到你的面前来敬拜你。
Because your Son came to this world and he paid the price, laid down his life on the cross, opened a living way. Today, the reason we come because he paid the price.
因为实在是你的宝贝儿子耶稣基督，他来到世上，他给我们开了这条的路，我们能够敬拜，能够来到你面前，都是因为我们的主耶稣他付了重价。
It is the grace save all of us.
实在是主的恩典拯救了我们每一个人。
We want to praise your holy name.
我们愿意在这里颂赞你的圣名。
Give you all the glory and honor.
我们将所有的荣耀。和赞美和称颂都归给你。
You told us that we should not no longer live for ourselves, but live for you.
因为你告诉我们，我们不再为自己而活，我们当为你而活。
We should learn how to offer our bodies as living sacrifice unto you.
我们真是在这里学习怎样将我们的身体作为活祭献在你的面前。
So every time when we gather together,
每一次当我们聚集的时候。
We should offer ourselves to you.
我们应当将我们自己来献在你的面前。
Sanctify us, Lord.
你洁净我们，亲爱的主。
Make us holy.
使我们成圣。
So that we can be a vessel suitable to serve your purpose.
真是让我们能够成为一个合乎主用的器皿来服侍你。
Transform us.
改变我们。
Change our life.
真是改变我们的生命
so that we can be more like your son.
真是让我们能够越来越像你的儿子耶稣基督。
Hallelujah, we praise your mighty work.
真是哈利路亚，我们真是颂赞你的大功大能。
There is no other savior, no other way we can be saved.
没有任何其他的救主，其他的方法能够使我们得救。
This is the only way.
这是一条单单的一条道路。
Thank you, Lord.
我们感谢主
Lord, we just commit today into your mighty hand.
主，我们真是把今天交托在你的手中。
May your name be glorified.
真是愿你的名被高举。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will move freely among us.
我们真是求圣灵在我们当中能够自由地运行。
Your word can speak into our hearts.
真是让你的话能够进到我们的心里。
Grant us the spiritual understanding and wisdom.
真是赐给我们一个能够明白的心，能够理解的心。
So that when your living word come into our lives, that we will absorb it as our food and as our light.
真是让你的生命的话语，活的话语能够进入到我们的心，成为我们的食物，也是成为我们的光。
So that we have a strength and direction.
我们而且有人有力量，而且知道方向。
We can follow you all the way.
我们可以跟随你到永远。
Lord, thank you for your commandment to us.
我们真是谢谢你这样给我们有这样大的命令。
You want us to rejoice always.
你叫我们要常常喜乐。
You want us to pray without ceasing.
也叫我们不住的祷告。
You also command us in everything give thanks.
你也叫我们要凡事要感恩。
Lord, how marvelous your way to us.
真是你对我们怀的心意念是何等美好的意念。
So we pray, Lord, you will teach us to follow you all the way.
我们真是祷告，愿你教导我们来跟随你。
We also pray for all the missionaries you send through this church to all the places in the world.
我们也为我们教会里面所差遣出去的宣教士们祷告。
May you grant them strength.
赐给他们力量。
Anoint their service.
这是高抹他们的服事。
So that people they touch, their life can see Jesus.
让他们生命，他们所接触到的人能够见到耶稣。
Lord, we thank you for your kindness to use all these vessels for your glory, for your kingdom.
我们真是感谢你用这样的器皿为着你的国度为着你的荣耀
May you come quickly
我们也是愿你早日的回来
May all the church around the globe be ready for your second coming.
也正是让全世界的你的教会都能够准备好迎接你的第二次的再来。
Listen to our prayer.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
We pray this in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在这样的祷告是奉靠你大能的名，全能的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Greetings to all the brothers and sisters.
真是弟兄姐妹们好。
Actually, this whole year we focus on one book.
实际上今年一整年我们都是集中在一本书上面。
The book is a book of Epistle of Philippi.
这本书就是讲的是这个书信里面的以弗所书腓立比书。
腓立比书 ，yes. And Paul wants to reveal all the secret spiritual secret he learned from the Lord to the brothers and sisters in Church of Philippi.
这是在这个腓立比书里面保罗真是向我们来显示他从主那里学到的怎样靠主里面的喜乐。
And I share, if you still remember, about 7 secrets.
如果你还记得的话，我一共讲了有七个奥秘。
And the last one is concerning joy.
最后一个是关于到喜乐。
Yeah. Brother Xu used to share a message, talk about this fruit of the Spirit.
所以我们徐伟弟兄曾经在这里有信息讲到关于圣灵的果实。
There are 9 aspects.
它由从九个方面来显示讲到圣灵的果实。
One of the 9 is joy.
所以其中一个果实就是喜乐。
And in the prayer, I pray, and also another brother also mentioned the same scripture.It's in First Thessalonians chapter 5.
所以我们在祷告里面有弟兄也提到喜乐是在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面第五章。
Mentioned that this is the will of God.
因为讲到这个喜乐是神的旨意。
Rejoice always.
要靠主常常喜乐。
But when I look down, I cannot see rejoice because all the face are covered.
我看看你们大家的话，当然不能看到你们是在喜乐，因为我们都戴着口罩。
And this situation, I think, exists nowadays for how long? 1 year and 9 months.
这个我们现在的局势在这个情况下已经进行了1年9个月。
The whole world is under this pandemic.
我们整个世界是完全笼罩在这个新冠病毒之下。
Change the whole lifestyle of every person.
所以我们每一个人的我们的生活的习惯都改变了。
At least we learned one new trick is we can meet on Zoom.
我们也学习了至少有一件事我们可以通过网上来聚集。
We never meet in such a way. This is the first time in our life we can meet on Zoom.
所以我们从前以前从来没有这样做过，但是我们现在竟然可以在这个 Zoom 上面网上来聚会。
But still cannot compare to we can meet face to face, right? It can never be substitution.
但是这样的聚会永远不会代替我们面对面的在这里一起的聚会。
So,Many people really get depressed through this long time suffering.
所以许多人确实经过这么长的时间里面，好像感到确实有很多的压抑。
Statistics show us the number of depression increase, the number of abuse drugs increase.
所以有统计资料就说明这个忧郁好像是在上升。还有一些乱用这些药品的毒品的也在上升。
People abuse each other, violence increase.
包括我们之间的一些暴力 也明显的增加。
Even Christian sometimes cannot escape from this kind of pressure, depression in our psychic.
甚至这样的严重，你看我们基督徒许多也不能逃避这样的忧郁和压力。
So I feel that this message concerning joy in the Lord is vital to all of us these days.
所以我觉得这个我们讲到这个喜乐的信息是在这段时间是从圣经里面来是非常的重要。
Last month, I shared the first part concerning how Jesus in the four gospel taught his disciple concerning rejoice.
过去这个月我在讲到特别是耶稣基督在四本福音书里面怎样教导门徒关于喜乐。
Among four gospels, there are only three gospels taught his disciples how, what is joy, how to be joyful.
在四本福音书里面只有三本书记载了主耶稣教导他的门徒关于喜乐。
It's very interesting.And
非常有趣。
In last message, I share on two books, Matthew and Luke.
上次我分享了两本书，是马太福音和路加福音。
I hope some of you still can remember.
我希望有些人还是可以记住。
For our memory, I will only mention two to refresh us.
为了帮助我们记住，我只要提两处。
The first mention about rejoice in the gospel is Matthew chapter 2.
在圣经里面马太福音里面第一次提到这个喜乐的话是在第二章。
Yep. You remember when the sage from the east, they saw the star and they realized there will be a king is coming.
记得那个是讲到这些东方来的博士他看见天上的星的时候他们就知道有那个
有事发生。So they followed the star and came to Judea and tried to find the king, but they don't know specifically where can they find the king.
这些博士东方的博士们他们跟着这个心想到来到犹大地让人找到这个王，但是他们确实不知道在哪里能够找到。
So they came to King Hero.
所以他们来到那个希律王。
King Hero, he didn't know either.
是个希律王，当然他也不知道。
But he asked his well-informed staff, where will be the king of Judah.
所以这个希律王呢就问他的手下的这些参谋们。
So there was a prophecy being quoted. The prophecy was in the book of Micah, chapter 5.
所以在那个在圣经里面在弥迦书里面曾记载到这个哪里会有这个王出现。
The prophet Micah was seven hundred years ago.
他这本书是在讲到耶稣来七百年前。
Right. And the prophecy said, and you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah. For out of you shall come forth a ruler,Who will shepherd my people Israel?
所以是讲到在伯利恒你这个在诸城中你不是算最小的，因为有一位君王要从你而出。
When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy.
所以当他们看到这个星的时候，他们是非常的喜乐。
So you will see.The Chinese translation is also very joyful. The Chinese translation says, 大大的喜乐。
这个中文的翻译里面是讲到是大大的喜乐。
English even stronger.
英文的又比这个更加的强。
Rejoiced exceedingly
如果翻译的话，直接翻译就是超喜乐哈，超超喜乐。
And with great joy，
而且是 with 带着这个快乐的心，喜乐的心。
It's the highest form to express this joy should be exceedingly joyful。
所以这样的表示就是说完全就是可以说超自然的喜乐在里面。
Why？
为什么呢
？Because this coming king brought a new beginning in human history。
因为这位来的王，他是要开始了一个崭新的一个人类的历史。
Surpass Adam。
所以超过老的亚当。
He is the new creation. He is the head of the new creation.
他是一个新造，他是一个新造的元首。
Everyone, all of us included, was in Adam.
因为我们每一个人，我们都是在亚当里，老亚当里。
Because Adam failed, he sinned. Thus, we all under the curse of sin.
因为亚当他犯罪，我们都在亚当里也犯罪了。
We have no hope.
我们没有任何的盼望。
There's no way we can save ourselves.
我们没有任何的办法能够救我们自己。
We know what is good.
我们虽然知道什么是善恶，
but we cannot do it.
但是我们却行不出来。
We know what is evil.
我们也知道什么是恶的，
but we cannot avoid it.
我们也没有办法不去行恶。
The power of sin controls everyone in Adam.
因为这个罪的权势在老亚当里控制着我们。
So if you look at human history, even until today, if you are not in Christ Jesus, you are under the dominion of death and sin.
如果你不是看我们的历史，如果你不是在耶稣基督里的话，你就是在这个死亡的权势之下。
But God promised to give us a new king.
但是神答应应许给我们一个新的王。
He will deliver us from the power of sin and death.
因为他这个新的王能够使我们脱离这个死亡和这个罪。
That's through his son Jesus Christ came to this world, become a man.
这就是主耶稣基督他来到世上成为人的样式。
Isn't that the greatest news?
这个是不是在人类的历史上最最伟大的一个
That's why Bible said,
好消息
This is a joyful gospel
这是一个喜乐的福音
Exceedingly joyful
这是一个非常大大喜乐的福音
Great joy
这是大喜乐
So that's a great good reason for us to know when Bible mentioned joyIn the Lord, refer to this new beginning.
当然，我们讲到圣经里面提到靠主常常喜乐的时候，我们要追溯到回忆到，就是从这个起初开始。
Man can have different philosophy, different religion, but it doesn't really matter too much.
但是人虽然可以有各种的哲学或者各种的宗教，但是没有能够说明任何的东西。
Human being cannot save, deliver ourselves from the power of sin.
因为我们人没有办法从让我们解救我们自己从罪的权势下解救出来。
God will deliver us from a new beginning, from a new head, new king. His name is Jesus Christ.
因为只有神他能够解救我们靠着这位新造的元首。
So that's how...This joyful gospel mentioned in the Matthew chapter 2.
这就是为什么在马太福音第二章里面讲到这个喜乐的源头。
All right, now we get into what we will share today in the Gospel of John.
今天我们要从约翰福音里面来讲这个喜乐。
Okay, let's turn our Bible to chapter Gospel according to John chapter 15.
我们要一起来看这个约翰福音的第十五章。
We will read from verse 9 through verse 12.
我们要念 这个从第九节到第十二节。
Can you find it? No. John.
约翰福音。
Yeah. No. You are still in Matthew. Go to John. Sorry. John. Yeah, right here. All right.Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love.
我们中文也念好。我爱你们正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。
If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments, and I abide in his love.
你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
These things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full.
这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里。并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
Okay. This chapter 15 is a parable Jesus taught his disciples.
这个十五章是主耶稣在用比喻跟他的门徒在说。
The parable is the true vine.
他的比喻的是用一棵真葡萄树。
Right. In Gospel Matthew, record the first sermon by Jesus that was Sermon on the Mount.
在马太福音里面记载了主耶稣的登山宝训。
Right. That's the first sermon.
这是他的第一次的一些教训。
When you come to this gospel, John chapter 15, that's the last sermon Jesus taught his disciples.
这样，我们来到约翰福音十五章的时候，这里记载了主耶稣的最后一次的教训。
In both sermons, the beginning when he talked about this nine blessings.
他在第一次他的登山宝训里面提到了九个福。
Right, and the last blessing is the number nine. Talk about if someone persecute you or slander you because of me, you are blessed.
因为第九个里面他讲到，如果人因着我的名逼迫你杀害你的话。你就在我的里面就有，在你的里面就有福了。
You should be joyful.
你应当喜乐。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because your reward in heaven is great.
因为你在天上的赏赐是大的。
So that was the beginning when Jesus shared the Sermon on Mount. He declared, "If you are persecuted because of me, you are blessed, because the reward to you is great."
因为这就是他的宣告，他说因着我你被来受苦来被杀害是有福的，因为你在天上的赏赐是大的。
Now come to the end of Jesus' ministry on earth.
那么来到这个主耶稣在地上快要结束他的施工的时候。
He gave the last message.
他在这里给了他最后一篇他的教训他的教导。
He knew that he will no longerbe with his disciples at least physically just a few days later.
他知道他在几天之后他肉身来讲他就要离开这些门徒。
He will go back to his father.
他要回到父那里去。
So he will share something very, very important in his heart.
真是他要将他心里面非常非常的重要的事情来和这些门徒们讲。
If Jesus' teaching is only a philosophy,
如果耶稣的教导只是一个哲学而已，
it always remains in their head.
这些东西只能是待在头脑里。
Easily forget.
常常就很容易的就被忘记。
Especially when you are getting older, right?
特别是当你的年纪越来越大的时候。
Nowadays, Alice and I always talk about, I forget this, I forget that. I said, do you still remember your name?
最近来就讲到爱丽丝和东平他们常常之间说的话就哎呦我忘了这个我忘了那个。
So I will ask her, do you still remember your name?
他说我问他你还记得我的名字吗
？Yeah. So Jesus want to make sure that his teaching is not just merely in your head. It has to go into your soul, your heart.
所以主耶稣他在这里他的教导他要确认这个不只是待在你的头脑里面他要进入你的心
Yep, become your life
成为你的生命
That will last forever
这会一直长存在里面的
So this teaching, the last message concerning the grape true wine is vitally important
所以在这里讲到十五节十五章里面讲到这个真葡萄树的话是非常非常重要
So he would use the analogy of a vine
他是用这个葡萄树来作为一个比喻
And according to the record in the Old Testament mentioned for the temple the temple when Jesus was there
当在旧约里面所记载到讲到这个圣殿还在的时候
If you come to the temple in the front door,
如果你来到这个圣殿，你到它的前门的时候
，the front door you will see two pillars.
因为在前门的时候，它有两个柱子。
And on the pillar, there are vine, around this pillar.
所以在这个柱子上面缠绕着的就是那个葡萄的葡萄这个藤葡萄的树。
And you will have fruit or grape.
上面也有葡萄在上面。
Right. That was on purpose God asked people to carve out this symbol of vine to remind Jewish people that you are a vine.
所以这是神的特意要人要以色列人在这个上面雕刻出这样的真葡萄树，包括在葡萄在上面，记得他们。
Yeah, so if you go through the Old Testament, you will find in Psalm 80 or in other places, you will find, God said, "Israel, you are the vine I planted in this promised land."
所以到旧约里面看，特别像诗篇八十篇里面就讲到神说，以色列民，你就是我栽培的葡萄树。
But God always sighed because he planted a good vine, but turned out to be wild.
所以神常常真是有叹息，他说我栽的是真葡萄树，但是却成了一个野葡萄树。
So Israel didn't live out the expectation of God.
所以以色列人他没有活出神所希望他们活出来的。
So now Jesus proclaimed in this chapter 15.
所以在因为我们主耶稣基督在这个约翰福音十五章里面，他在这里宣告。
He proclaimed who he is.
他宣告他是谁。
And in this chapter he proclaimed, "I am the true vine."
所以在这一章里面，他说我是真葡萄树。
So that's a new declaration.
这是一个新的宣告。
In contrast to the Old Testament vine which failed God's purpose.
它是这个相对这个旧约里面的这个葡萄树来讲，这个那个旧约里面的葡萄树就是以色列人，他是使神失望。
Jesus said, "I am the true vine."
耶稣在这里说，我是真葡萄树。
I will live out a life that God really wants from us.
我会活出来神要我们在这个地方所活出来的生命。
In the Old Testament, that expectation was failed.
在旧约里面，以色列人失败。
But now, the true vine is here.
现在真葡萄树来了，就在这里。
And you are the branches.
他说，你们是葡萄树的枝子。
Why Jesus said you are the branches?
他为什么说你们是枝子呢？
Because branches and the vine should be connected.
因为讲到真葡萄树和枝子总是在一起的。
If the branch and the vine separated, the branch will be withered.
所以这个枝子如果离开了这个葡萄树的话，就会枯干。
Then you have no life.
那就没有生命了。
You will not be able to bear fruit.
所以你有没有办法再结果子了。
So the secret is connection.
这个秘密就是里面的生命的连接。
And Jesus didn't use connection. Jesus used the word abide.
所以耶稣并没有说连接，但他说的是住在里面。
But the real meaning is connection.
它真正的意义就是连在一起。
So Jesus tried to share with us that if we are the branch on the vine, you should be careful. Your connection is always with the vine. You cannot say, "Hey, I resign."I have something to do, so you leave.
所以耶稣在这里要教导我们的是告诉我们提醒我们我们是这个枝子重要的就是要连在这个葡萄树上面不能说、哦、我要离开了或者说我不干了、
Many people will say, hey, I will tell Jesus I take a vacation.
所以有些人会跟耶稣说、哦、我要、去休假了。
Or I will... Tell God, allow me to do something I want to do for 3 years, and later on I maybe come back.
所以有的跟神说，让我去做做三年时间，做做一些我自己想做的事情，也许我还会再回来。
That won't work.
这个不是这样的。
This branch has to connect to the vine all the time.
所以这个枝子，这个葡萄枝的话，必须和葡萄树是一枝是连在一起的。
All right. If you see this whole background is concerning the relationship between the vine and the branch.
如果你看到这个比喻讲到这个葡萄枝和葡萄树它的关系的话
，emphasize the abiding relationship with Lord Jesus.
特别强调和主耶稣的关系就是。连接在主耶稣的身上。
Now you come to this paragraph we just read.
所以我们在这样，我们就来到我们刚才读到的圣经。
And just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love.
因为实在是讲到，正如父爱我一样，就是你们要常常在我的爱里。
What does it mean, abide in my love?
这到底怎么讲要常常在我的爱里呢
Now you see the explanation is in chapter is in verse 10.
那么你就看到第十节就是解释了。
If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I have kept my father's commandments and I abide in his love.
是这样说因为你们如果遵守我的命令就常在我的爱里。正如我遵守了父的命令，藏在他的爱里。
Jesus used his relationship with his father as example.
主耶稣用他和天父的关系作为一个例子。
All my life, I have only one goal.
我的整个一生，我只有一个目标。
To obey my father's commandments.
就是遵守父的命令。
I have no other, purpose, but to keep whatever the Father tells me to do, I obey.
我没有其他的意思，我只有父亲天父怎样叫告诉我，我就怎样去行。
He has this absolute submission to Father's commandment.
他是完全顺服在父神的命令之下。
That's how God the Father witnessed for Jesus. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him.Remember that testimony God the Father testified for his son?
这就是为什么天父他在这里向他的儿子耶稣基督所做的见证这是我的爱子你们要听他。
Why? Why God can witness for his son? This is my beloved son. You have to listen to him.
这就为什么、天父要说这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
Because Jesus said, I always obey Father's commandments.
因为主耶稣说我、是总是遵守了我父的命令。
The classic issue, remember in the Bible how one time Jesus struggled with his father?
我们、特别提到一个经典的一件事情、怎样、耶稣和、这个父神的之间的一个、挣扎。
What was the struggle?
这里面的一个挣扎是什么？
Where was the location?
那个挣扎发生的地点在哪里？
In the Garden of Gethsemane.
是在哥西马尼园。
So Jesus prayed to such an extent, the struggle, Bible is described, his sweat, like blood. Have you struggled to such a degree? You sweat, the blood come out.
所以、那在那里、形容耶稣他在那里祷告的时候、这个、血啊，像 汗像血一样的流出来。
We never, I don't think any of us has that struggle experience, right?
所以我相信我们可能当中没有一个人有这样的一个经历。
You struggle, you may get angry or frustrated or lost sleep. That's about the word, or even heart attack.
或者我们当中可能跟神一些、一些较量或者挣扎也好，可能会有一些、一些愤怒，一些、这个失去、不能睡觉或者失眠。
Right, that's seriously enough.
那个已经是很严重的。
But Bible we record the struggle between Jesus and his father on one evening in the Garden of Gethsemane, and the struggle he has such a fight, my will or Father's will.
他在这里的、讲的提到主耶稣的、和神的一个、较量也好、是讲到到底是神的、旨意呢，还是自己的旨意成就。
And this struggle go over and over and over three times.
他和神的这样的祷告一共这样进行了三次。
Who prevailed?
最后谁得胜了呢？
God the Father prevailed.
最后是神的旨意、
Jesus、
成就。
Said, Not my will, but thy will be done.
因为主耶稣说不是、按照我的意思，乃是愿你的旨意成就。
That's the example how Jesus submit to Father's commandments.
这是一个非常好的一个、例子，讲怎么讲到我们主耶稣怎样来顺服神的旨意。
He never do anything against Father's command.
所以他主耶稣不会违反、天父的旨、命令。
So Jesus used this example of himself.And tell his disciples, abide in my love simply means you keep my commandment just like I keep my father's commandment.
所以主耶稣在这里用了这个、例子来讲，你如果遵守我的命令，就是住在、我的爱里，就常常住在我的爱里，就像我遵守父的命令，常常在他的爱里。
Is that easy?
他是不是这个是不是容易、
Is that easy?
那是不是容易的事情？
No.
不容易。
Chinese will say 要命。
不容易，那个中文就是要命了。
How do you express in English? It's so, the struggle is so difficult, so deep, cost your life.
我们这样的挣扎也好、确实是非常的非常的、厉害、要是赔上性命的。
So if we has such a vow before Christ, said, Jesus, because you love me so much, I'm willing to obey your commandment. Help me, Jesus.
所以我们曾经有没有这样的一个觉知，就跟主耶稣说，你这样的爱我，我真是愿意、将我、将我愿意用我的一生来遵守你的命令、我们有没有过这样的祷告？
Who can obey the other people's commandments?
我们讲到谁能够真正能够顺服遵行别人的一个命令呢？
You acknowledge his authority, right?
首先你要能够承认他的权柄。
And then you love him.
然后就是一个你要爱他。
And then you will obey.
然后你才会真正的顺服。
From your heart.
从你的心里来顺服。
So, Jesus said, if you keep my commandment, then you abide in my love.
因为主耶稣说，如果你遵守我的命令，然后你就是在我的爱中。
What will be the result?
那么这个结果呢？
My joy will be in you.
我的喜乐就会在你的里面。
Right?My joy will be in your heart.
我的喜乐就会在你的心里。
And not only joy will be in your heart, he promised that this joy will be full, full.
所以这个喜乐在你心的喜乐可以叫你得满足。
That's the secret of joy.
这就是讲到这个喜乐的秘密。
Right. So this is the teaching Jesus tell his disciples.
这是主耶稣教导他的门徒的教导他的门徒所说的。
This relationship abide in him is abide in his love.
这是讲到和主耶稣的关系，住在他的里面就是住在他的爱里。
And the reason we can abide in his love is because we obey his commandments.
原因我们能够住在他的住在他的里面，是因为住在他爱中，是因为我们遵守他的命令。
So, have you ever asked Jesus to tell you what is Jesus' commandment to us? To me?
你曾经有没有问过主耶稣你对我们的命令，对我的命令是什么？
So you have to, when you study Bible, you have to dig out what Jesus' commandment to us.
所以当你学习圣经的时候，你一定要去寻找发现主耶稣他的命令是什么。
Can you remember any?
你们能不能记住任何一条？
Here in verse 12 says love one another.
在这里十二节就说我们要彼此相爱。
That's my commandment.
这就是主耶稣的一条命令。
Is that easy?
那个容易吗？
No.
不容易。
Sibling will fight even in the same family, right?
在家里的兄弟姐妹之间都会有常常打架。
Do you fight?
你们也有中间有争吵吗？
That's top secret. I won't ask the true answer.
我倒不是，我在这里不需要讲真正的答案。
I remember when I grew up with my brother, I always fight.
我记得当我小时候，我长大过程中，我跟我的弟兄之间总是一些争吵。
Right, and that's a long story.
这是要讲起来的话，有很多很多可以讲。
So now, in the church, in the house of God, Jesus said, "Love one another."
但是在讲到在教会，在神的家，说主耶稣说彼此相爱。
And if you have a long, good distance, like now we sit very far away from each other, you don't fight too much.
如果你之间我们之间保持一定的距离的话，可能一些争执不会太多。
Yeah, but you work together very closely, you will find it's hard to love that guy has different opinion with you.
所以当你比较接近的时候，特别是在一起工作的时候同工的时候，靠得那么近就不容易了，也常常还看到。有不同的观点意见。
My way or your way.
要么是你的方法或者是我的方法。
Right? If this is not my way, there is no way.
如果有的人说如果不按照我的方法就
So, we fight.
就不干了。
We struggle.
我们常常的在里面争论，常常的争执。
That's the very common phenomenon among human beings.
当然这是在我们人类里面的话是非常平凡的事情。
But Jesus said, now you are different.
但主耶稣在这里说，你们现在不同了。
Because of me.
因着我。
Jesus is the difference, make us can love each other.
主耶稣是里面真正的因素，让我们能够真正的彼此相爱。
In old Adam, we fight all the way, even to death.
哦，在旧亚当、老亚当里面，我们是互相的啊、互相的啊、相斗，以至甚至于死。
Do you know why we struggle with each other?
你知道吗？为什么我们会啊、彼此之间这样的相争呢？
哈、huh? ，Me, right? My way.
因为都是因着我啊、自我。
The closer relation, husband and wife, they still fight.
他啊、讲到啊、夫妻啊、之间啊、那么亲密的关系里面之间还是有争吵。
Husband will say, "I'm the head."
或者一个说我是头。
And the wife will say, "I'm the neck."
或者妻子就说我是脖子。
If neck doesn't turn, your head can do nothing.
如果我的脖子不转的话，你头也不能动。
So that's the old story, nothing new there.
啊，这都是啊老的故事了，没有任何新鲜的事情。
But now how can we suddenly change?
那么我们怎么能够突然的就改变了呢？
Only through Christ Jesus' life.
只有啊靠着主耶稣基督他的生命。
In his example, you will see he does not stand on his privilege or his will.
我们从主耶稣的他的例子就能看到，他不是站在自我上面，不是站在自己的权利或者是权柄上面。
He is willing to deny himself and take Father's will.
他完全的愿意舍己，而且是遵父的旨意。
Sometimes it's so difficult. Even Jesus struggled.
这件事情的话，顺服的话不容易，甚至主耶稣基督他也是这样的
挣扎。But he will always prevail because he is willing to lay down himself, deny himself.
但是主耶稣却是让父的旨意成就，因为他愿意放下自己。
So brothers and sisters, if we want to really enjoy the true joyful life in our gathering, we have to pick up the cross and deny ourselves.
所以我们、实在是、弟兄姐妹们，我们愿意真正的背起我们的十字架来真正的跟随主的时候，才能让我们里面的聚集、能够真正的有喜乐在我们当中。
That's a secret.
这是一个秘密。
Okay, so Jesus in this true vine, he tried to tell us, abide in him, this relationship is through denying yourself.
因为主耶稣说在他是真葡萄树，这样的关系是真正的建立起来是要舍己。
Alright, that's this in this sermon. I hope leave a very important point. We always to contemplate, to meditate Jesus' example.
所以我们、在这里讲到、主耶稣的教导，我也盼望大家都能够常常的默想纪念、消化他的、在这里的教导。
If we do that, then Jesus promised, my joy will be in your heart.
主耶稣就说了，如果你这样做的话，遵循我的、命令的话，我的喜乐就会在你的里面。
So this joy is manufactured or automatic?
所以这个喜乐是讲呢，是制造出来的呢，还是自然出来的？
It's a fruit.
这是一个长出来的，是一个果实。
It's a fruit of this life, this deny yourself, that'sThe fruit will come out.
这是一个你舍己、舍己的时候、长出来的一个果实。
All right, next verse.
好，那么下面、一些圣经。
Let's go to chapter 16.
我们一起再来到第十六章。
Verse 20.
我们要读二十节。
To 22.
一直到二十二节。
Truly, truly, I say to you that you will weep.And lament, but the world will rejoice. You will grieve, but your grief will be turned into joy.
二十节，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要痛哭哀嚎，世人倒要喜乐；你们将要忧愁，然而你们的忧愁要变为喜乐。
Whenever a woman is in labor.She has pain because her hour has come. But when she gives birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish because of the joy that a child has been born into the world.
21节，妇人生产的时候就忧愁，因为她的时候到了，既生了孩子，就不再纪念那苦楚，因为欢喜世上生了一个人。
Therefore, you too have grief now, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you.
你们现在也是忧愁，但我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了，这喜乐也没有人能夺去。
In these three verses, Jesus mentioned joy.
所以在这刚才我们读的三节里面，主耶稣他提到喜乐。
Look in detail, what kind of joy Jesus is talking about?
所以讲到细节点，主耶稣在这里讲的喜乐是什么呢？
In order to have this joy, what process we have to go through?
为了得到我们刚才讲的这个喜乐的话，我们要经过什么样的一个经历？
Jesus mentioned three terrible words.
主耶稣在这里特别讲到啊，有三个啊，可以说非常难的啊事情。
First, you will weep.
第一个，你要痛哭。
Lament.
还要啊。悲哀
and
哀嚎、
grief
忧愁 grief
yeah weep lament grief
所以要痛哭哀嚎还要一个忧愁
Jesus said you will go through that
所以主耶稣说的你们要经历、这些
simply means no one except
也就是说没有人能够、逃过
every disciple of Jesus you will go through that process
也就是说每一个主耶稣的门徒都要经过这样的经历
and after that process the end result will be joy
当你经历过、这个经历时候你最后的得到的结果就是喜乐
the grief will turn into joy
这个忧愁就会变成喜乐
So this joy is coming out of pain.
因为这个喜乐是从 先苦里面、后甜里面出来。
So this joy is not superficial. This joy is deeply rooted on our painful experience.
所以这个喜乐并不是说好像是一个表面上面的东西，这个喜乐它是有一个深深的扎根在这个、苦难和忧愁里面的。
So、sisters, it's all right, you cry.
痛哭的话可、你可啊、是可以的
甚至 and even lament you cry even harder right
像哀嚎甚至你哀嚎痛哭的哀嚎也是
应
该的
God allow us to go through suffering
因为神他、许可我们经历这样的痛苦、
right. suffering is something can be positive instead of negative
像这样受苦的话有的时候可以成为一个正面的而不是仅仅都是负面的
Right And look at this whole story When Jesus sort of told his disciples You will go through weeping, lament, grieving He said how come? Everybody seems okay at this juncture
所以、主耶稣在这里特别讲到说你们要经历过这么多的痛苦还有哀嚎还有忧愁
Do you know why Jesus prophesied this first?
为什么主耶稣在这里先向他预言了你们要经历这些
Why they will go through that process?
我们为什么要我们要经历这样的一个经历呢
Because Jesus will go to the cross
因为主耶稣他就要上十字架
He will be crucified And died.
因为他要被在钉在十字架。
To the all the disciples, it was a shock.
对所有他的门徒来讲，这是一个啊非常吃惊的事情。
When they realized Jesus really died, that's the end of their hope.
这就是当他们如果真正看到主耶稣死的时候，他们就知道这是他们的一切的啊希望都结束了。
They expect Jesus to be king.
他们想到了主耶稣是王，是一个救主。
They expect Jesus will lead them out of the control of whom? Roman Empire, right?
他们想到的是主耶稣会带领他们推翻这个罗马的政权。
They believe Jesus is the promised Messiah.
因为他们相信主耶稣是弥赛亚。
That means we will recover our old glory, the nation of Israel.
他们也就是说我们他会带领以色列人恢复过去的荣耀。
That's their dream.
这是他们的梦想。
So Jesus, you should live forever, ever, 万岁万岁万万岁。
So 他讲的耶稣是一定要活着，不管怎么样也要活着，活到永永远远。
You can never die.
他说你不绝不临到你，这死绝不临到你。
Jesus, everybody can die, but you can never die.
任何人都可以死，但主耶稣你不能死。
But now Jesus said, I will die.
但主耶稣却说我要。
Can they believe it?
他们能够相信他们耳朵所听见的吗？
Peter stand up and says, "No, no, no. This will never come to you."
所以彼得曾说过，这个事情不会发，永远不会发生在你的身上。
But the fact is just the opposite what they expect.
但是事实是跟他们想象是完全相反。
Jesus was betrayed, was suffered in human's hand, and finally he was nailed to the cross. Their dream totally.collapse.
所以主耶稣确实是被卖了，而且是在十字架上受苦，然后被钉在十字架上，他们一切的希望都破灭了。
So really fulfill Jesus' prophecy that you will what?
这就是特别的证印证了主耶稣的预言。
You will weep,
痛哭。
You will lament,
哀嚎。
You will grieve,
你会忧愁。
You lost everything,
你失去了所有的盼望。
But Jesus also prophesied, your grief will turn into joy.
但主耶稣也有预言说，你的忧愁会成为喜乐。
How?
为什么？怎样
？How a grief moment can turn into joy?
怎样的忧愁会变为喜乐呢
？What makes the difference? Resurrection.
怎么样是造成这个样的变化呢？是就是复活。
Resurrection ushers in hope, ushers in joy.
就是主耶稣他的复活就带进来了这个喜乐还有盼望。
When you see me again, you will be joyful.
当你们再见我的时候，你们就有喜乐了。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们。
When Paul says, "Rejoice in the Lord always,"
当保罗在这里说靠主常常喜乐。
In his epistle of Philippi, he mentioned this word joy, eight times.
所以在腓立比书保罗提到了八次这个喜乐。
In all his epistles, this epistle used the highest frequency of joy.
在所有的保罗书信里面。这个腓立比书里面提到的喜乐是最多的。
And he was locked up in jail.
那个时候他是被关在这个监狱里面。
How can you lose freedom? You can say joy.
你可以怎么可以想象，当一个人他没有任何的自由的时候，还在这里可以有喜乐呢
？When you locked up, you should be sad.
当你被捆锁起来的时候，你应当是非常的沮丧。
Right.When we are under pandemic, we are really sad.
当我们也在这个瘟疫的情况下面，我们也确确实实的很很沮丧。
But sorrow can turn into joy if you see whom? You see the resurrected Christ Jesus.
这个忧愁可以变为喜乐，当你看到这个复活的耶稣的时候。
Right.If you see Jesus is real, alive, conquer death, then you have true joy.
所以你看到主耶稣他是真实的，他是一个活的，而且是复活的，战胜了死亡的时候，你就有这个喜乐。
Originally, you have no hope, right? So that's why you are depressed.
原来我们没有盼望，因为我们忧愁。
Originally, you lost the reason to live. Now suddenly, see. Jesus, arise from dead. There is a reason to live.
以前我们可能失去了活着的动力，但现在当看到复活的主耶稣的时候，就给了我们复活生活的动力。
So from depression, you turn into joy.
所以从忧愁你就变为喜乐了。
That's the secret.
这就是一个秘密。
Brothers and sisters, that's the experience all should go through.
弟兄姐妹们，这是刚才提到的经历，我们都要经过。
Because unless you go through this process, you don't see the new life.
如果你不经过这样的一个经历的话，你没有不会得到一个新的生命。
And、Jesus used a very real knowledge. Only sister understand. Man has no idea.
所以主耶稣用了一个实际的例子只有姐妹们能够真正的明白。
And among 姐妹们。Only those mothers.
他当提到这些姐妹们，也是只有是做过母亲的。
Right? What's the experience Jesus mentioned?
主耶稣在这里讲到的经历是什么样的呢？经历
childbirth.
是讲到生产孩子。
Only mother go through childbirth experience. She understand what Jesus is talking about.
只有去生产过孩子的母亲能够明白主耶稣所说的。
Because in this experience of bearing a child, you go through almost dead experience.
当你母亲生产的孩子的时候，可以说几乎经历过死。
You suffer birth pains.
因为你在生产的时候，你要接受忍受这个生产的痛苦。
In that process, I even heard a sister says, "I will never give a birth again."
我甚至听到我说。有这个姐妹说我再不生孩子了。
Right. Even the husband said, yeah, I agree.
当然丈夫在旁边也说同意。
But later on, they gave two more.
后来他们又生了两个孩子。
So, this is a common experience for all the mothers.
这是我们讲到所有做母亲都会经历过的。
Why from grief and turn into joy? Because there is a new life come into this world.
为什么讲到从忧愁变为喜乐了？那是因为在世上有一个新的生命生出来了。
And that principle never changed.
这个原则不会改变的。
So this birth pain will lead us into a new life.
这个生产的痛苦。会给我们带来是一个新的生命。
A new life usher in joy.
这个新的生命的产生给我们带来了喜乐。
It's a natural result.
这是一个自然的一个现象。
It is not pretended. You try to manufacture joy. You cannot.
你不是说好像来制造出来假装出来一个喜乐。
Only when you see a new baby will bring you joy, right?
当你只有看到这个新生婴儿的时候，你就喜乐了。
So Jesus used this to tell all the Christians, all the disciples, we go through suffering in this life.
所以主耶稣用这个比喻来教导他的门徒都要来经过这样的一个过程。
Right. Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Yesterday morning when we had morning watch together,
我们昨天在早上的晨更一起
Yeah.The verse said, "You should persist to the end."
我们所学到圣经是说，你们要坚持到底。
Right, you on a race, you cannot give up in the middle. Even you have two more meter to go. If you drop, give up, you don't win the race.
就像你在赛跑的一样，你一直要跑到底才能得奖赏。如果还差两米的话，你就不跑了或者摔倒了。这个也是不行的。
So, in Book of Hebrew, the author always encourage every Christians, persist to the end, don't give up.
在希伯来书里面，作者就一直鼓励弟兄姐妹们要跑那当跑的路，一直要跑到底。
Right. If you give up in the middle, then you lost everything.
如果在跑了一半你等于是没有跑。
Persist.Yes, we suffer. Yes, we have failure. That's fine. Stand up and move on.
所以我们要坚持的跑，虽然能够摔倒了，爬起来继续。
By the grace of God, He will help us to finish the race.
所以靠着主的恩典，他会帮助我们完成这个奔跑的路程。
So, brothers and sisters, this joy is go through suffering.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这个喜乐是要经过痛苦忧愁的。
All right. Lastly.
好，那么最后一点。
We go to the same chapter, verse 23-24.
我们在同一章里面，我们啊、要读。还在同一章里面二十三节开始。
In that day, you will not question me about anything. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you.
到那日，你们什么也就不问我了。我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。
Until now, you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be made full.
向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
So this is a great promise Jesus said. You can ask in my name, and my Father, because of me, will answer your request.
这是一个非常、大的一个应许，主耶稣给了我们在这里。如果奉主耶稣的名来祈求的话，父就因着主耶稣的名会赐给你。
I think every Christian should have that experience.
我相信我们每一个基督徒都会有这样的经历。
Right? When you pray,
当你祷告的时候，
Jesus answered your prayer.
主耶稣答应了，回应了你的祷告。
I think everyone should experience that in our life.
我相信我们每一个基督徒应该在我们的生活当中有这样的经历。
I think individually we experience that.Corporately, we also experience that.
我们在个人的祷告生活中，我们会有经历这样。我们在教会的祷告里面，同样会有这样的经历。
If you think in our prayer meeting every Wednesday, or some sisters, you have prayer meeting Tuesday, Thursday.
当我们讲到我们教会的祷告的时候。星期三的晚上，或者说对有些姐妹来说，她们有星期二的，还有星期四的。
Do you remember you prayed together and Jesus answered our prayer?
还记得不记得你们在一起祷告的时候，主耶稣答应了你们的祷告。
Any testimony you can think of?
有没有什么见证可以在这里分享的
？In this Thanksgiving, I think we should come together to count the.Prayer, we experience Jesus really answer what we ask Him to help us.
所以我们在感恩节的聚会时候，我们可以一起分享数算主的恩典，他应允你的祷告。
And I also made a recommendation by Christmas time, we should have another big Thanksgiving after Thanksgiving.
我甚至建议我们。在圣诞节的时候，我们有一个真是在感恩节之后的一个大的一个感恩的聚会。
In our Thanksgiving, we count the blessing this year God has given to us.
我们在感恩节的时候，我们正是数算神给我们这一年里面的恩典和恩惠。
Right, but this year we will do something even different than before.
今年我们还会做一件事。和往常不大一样的
，because this year is our 40 years anniversary.
因为今年的话是我们教会成立四十年。
Many of you don't know what does it mean 40 years.
可能你们当中许多人不知道这个四十年的这个意义在哪里。
I think I look down only Julian, the Joe understand.
我看了一下，可能朱莉黄和那个 就他们啊、应该啊、他们非常清楚。
But throughout the years,
可以说经过那么多的年
，in our church,
我们的教会所经历过的
，give glory to God.
我们确确实实应当把荣耀归给神。
We look back how God led us all these years.
我们回首啊、过去，我们就看到啊、神是怎样带领我们一步一步的走过来。
We go through suffering and we go through struggles.
我们啊、经历苦难，我们也经历啊、可以说啊、挣扎吧，挣扎。
Many people give up.
啊、许多人啊、放弃了。
Right, but by the grace of God,、we go through that and still move on with the Lord.
啊、靠着神的恩典，我们都经历过这一切，我们继续的向前行。
For this building, we struggled for about ten some years.
我们就为了这个建这个教堂这个建筑，我们也啊可以说十年的啊挣扎。
We all sit here, enjoy the wonderful room we use, take it for granted.
我们现在都坐在里面啊，非常啊这个华美的这个建筑，我们好像以为这是很自然的。
Yeah, it's our brother's labor pain.
啊，也是我们啊弟兄里面的。啊、生产之苦，经历了生产之苦。
He was architect. Draw. How many times you revised?
所以他是啊、建筑师啊、有多少次你修改了
这个图纸 ？Many countless times.
Yeah,
because every time we have a workers meeting, co-workers meeting, everybody will say, "Hey, we should change this, change that." You know, we just say it. He has to do it again.
所以啊、就常常经历了可能可以说无数次的修改图案，因为每当我们有同工会的时候，常常会有提出来，哎，这个方面应该要改成这样，或者那个方面改成那样。他总是
change many times,
他总是接受
nothing。
啊，对对啊、对他来讲好像是啊、不付任何的代价一样。
But he paid all the cost.
但是他确确实实付出了很大的代价。
So I think by the end of this year, we should look back and really count all these years. No matter which year you came to this church, 1 year, 2 year, 10 years, 20 years, it doesn't matter. But Lord has called you and gathered you together with this bunch of brothers and sisters.
所以今年年底的时候，我们确实应当正是在一起好好的，我们一起回顾我们这个教会所经历过来的。不论你是啊、来到这个教会是一年、两年，或者啊、是几十年。我们都是能在一起好好的数算主的恩典带领我们。
We count the blessing and give the joy to each other and to the Lord.
我们知道，正是在这数算主的恩典，然后我们在一起，在主的里面，我们喜乐。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our loving Father, we thank you.
爱我们的主啊。父神，我们爱你。
Because your grace, you have chosen us in your Son.
因为因着你的恩典，你在主耶稣基督里，你的儿子里面拣选了我们。
Every time we think about it, we are amazed.
每当我们想起这，我们真是心里充满了感激。
It is so wonderful.
这实在是美好。
So marvelous.
这是何等的伟大。
You lead us through all these years.
你带领我们经历了一年一年。
There were sorrow, there were griefs.
那里有痛苦，也有忧愁。
But you turn all these into joyful experience.
但是你把这一些都转变为成为一个喜乐的经历。
We can come together, serve you in harmony.
我们真是能够在一起和睦的在这里侍奉你。
It's a miracle.
因为这实在是神迹。
We are so different.
我们是这样的不同。
But you have put us in you as one.
你把我们在你的里面合而为一。
Lord, you teach us how to love one another.
因为主，你实在是教导我们怎样能够来真正的彼此相爱。
Only you can do it.
因为只有你能够做。
We thank you.
我们谢谢你。
And you have done among us. We give you all the glory.
因为我们感谢你为我们当中所做的一切，我们把荣耀都归给你。
Lord, we also pray for one another.
我们也为彼此代祷。
From this moment till your second coming, we don't know how long that will be.
从现在到你再来，我们不知道好有多长的时间。
But we pray that your grace is always keeping us connected, abide in you.
真是你的恩典能够让我们真正的连接在住在你的里面。
So that your word will be in us.
因为你的话会在我们的心里。
And then we can, by your grace, to obey your commandments.
我们真是靠着你的恩惠和恩典，我们来遵守你的命令。
We can abide in your love all the time.
是让我们能够真正的常常的住在你的爱中。
So that your joy will be full in us.
让你的喜乐使我们得到真正的满足。
Help us, Lord.
帮助我们，亲爱的主。
Thank you for your promise.
我们谢谢你。
Thank you for your life.
我们谢谢你的生命。
Thank you, Holy Spirit. You can make it real in each one of us.
我们也感谢圣灵能够叫我们里面真正的成为实际。
We love you, Lord.
我们爱你，亲爱的主。
Listen to our prayer.
请听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.